Praise God. And again, I thank all of you for being on this line tonight. Well, tonight, this is what we're going to talk about. We are talking about soldiers in God's army. And I don't know if you know it or not, that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. If you've been born again, if you are blood washed, bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you call yourself a Christian, we are soldiers. We've been grafted into God's family. We are royal priesthood. We are a peculiar people. But I want you to know we are soldiers in God's army. And you know, back in the day, we used to sing this song, and everybody loved this song, and it sounded good, and we could clap good to it. It's talking about, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord, and I'm a fight till I die. I got my war clothes on. I mean, we were singing this song, and it's so excited. Well, that's all good, but do you really know what it means to be a soldier in the army of the Lord? And we're going to touch on some things on tonight. But if we look at our world, in our narcissistic, selfish, all about me, no matter whom I step on to get what I want kind of world in which you and I live in today, we always have to remember that church is not about us. I'll say it again. Church is never about us. It's not about our titles, not about our church, not about our pastor or bishop. Church is not about us. It's not about our tastes, not about our preferences, what we like and what we don't like, not about our desires or our comforts or our conveniences. Do you know some people only serve God out of convenience? Well, if it's too hot, well, I'm just not going to be praising God much today. Well, or if it's too cold, well, I don't think I will be coming out today. And we understand elderly people have a very valid reason for not coming out in the cold. But I'm talking about, in general, serving God out of conveniences. It's not about that. But the church of God is a mighty army with one commander, and his name is Jesus Christ. And we are, as the church, marching to the rhythm of his grace, because we know that no matter what we're going through, and God knows we go through so many different things, but his grace is sufficient to carry us through, sufficient enough to help us to maintain the victory, and knowing that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, not through us, but through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Church, we're in a spiritual battle, and God needs soldiers who do not seek their own way and their own preferences and so forth. But he's looking for people that will keep their mind stayed on him. And we must keep Christ as our commander and chief. He's got to be the head. He's got to be first. And yet, we honor one another in the spirit of gentleness and kindness, and as Pastor said last night, in the spirit of holiness. Amen. Now, let me tell you, there are steps toward becoming a soldier in the United States Army. And we know this. And then, just for example, the infantry. It takes 32 weeks of basic and advanced training, plus 16 weeks of active duty. And special forces, it could even take up to 2 years. And these people stay in the Army, you know, a minimum of 2 years and 8 months, mandatory service. And they get paid for it. And then they got the pilots and naval officers. They're more than 2 or 3 years. And it includes all of a university degree. So they in this program, they in it to accomplish something. And I don't blame them. And they're just not marking time or wasting time. Those stripes that they wear on their shoulders, it means something. Oh, yes. But see, soldiers in the United States Armed Forces are working hard to obtain certain degrees and stripes, which are, as the scripture says, corruptible. Eventually, it's going to pass away. When the soldier passes away, so will those stripes pass away. But you and I, as soldiers in the army of the Lord, we are working to obtain an incorruptible crown and eternal life. Amen. Say amen to that. See, in 1 Corinthians 9 and 26, Paul he starts talking about, he says, I'm not running aimlessly, you know, just running and not like, you know, like some people just beating the air, just running, don't even have a target, don't have a purpose, don't have a focus. But Paul said, no, I'm running and I'm keeping myself focused. I keep my eyes stayed on the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Paul knew that, and he was telling the Corinthians that. And so, therefore, Paul continues to say, I keep my body under subjection. I watch, lest by any means, after I have preached to others, I myself become a castaway. And so that's telling us something. We have to watch as well as pray. We have to watch, just like I'm ministering to you all. This word is for me as well. Praise God. We have to keep focused. We have to know who that commander is. We have to know that Christ in us is the hope of glory. So I'd like for you to turn with me tonight to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first through the fifth verse, and we may have a couple more verses. But 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the first verse says, thou therefore, my son, this is Paul talking to Timothy. He's telling him, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in him. As I said to you earlier, his grace is sufficient. And then he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. In other words, what I have taught you, what you have heard of me, the way I live and all of the other witnesses that we have, you commit to doing the same thing. Teach other people and show them the love and then help them to become faithful men and women of God. Verse 3, it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And we're going to focus on that in a few minutes. I'm going to read it again. Therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Some of us, we don't want to endure anything that's a little that ruffles our feathers, that hurts or feel like it's a little uncomfortable or something that we're not used to. Well, I don't used to do this. Well, I don't stay late for such and such a thing. Oh, I don't think I'll be able to walk across here or there and to help this person. It's too hot out there. I'm just not able. I can't do all of this. But the word tells us, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, a good soldier. Verse 4, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. In other words, you can't be caught up in the affairs and the cares of this world and think that we are going to actually be good soldiers and ready and alert and listening for a word from Jesus Christ, from God the Father, for wisdom and direction and wisdom, what to do, where to go, what to say. We can't be entangled up in all of these worldly affairs and things that are going on in the news, and this is wrong, that's wrong, and here comes another strand of corona and all this other stuff. We can't afford to get all tangled up in that. Now, listen, that doesn't mean that we're not concerned, and that doesn't mean that we don't take necessary precautions and being using wisdom, but at the same time, we can't let that kind of stuff drive us. We can't get so caught up that, oh, I didn't have a chance to acknowledge the Lord or ask it, God, what shall I do? So this is saying, don't get entangled up in that stuff. And you've got to remember that we are soldiers. We're good soldiers in the army of the Lord. Verse 5 says, and if a man also strive for masteries, yet is not crowned except he strive lawfully. And so you may ask, what are the characteristics of a good soldier in God's army? So in God's army, and this is, you can look at this in Luke 9:23. He tells us in the beginning, after we come to Christ, after we have acknowledged him as our personal Savior, invited God into our lives, invited him to be Lord and Master of us, the first thing he tells us, if any man will come after me, Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Many of us don't want to deny ourselves. We don't want to do anything out of our comfort zone. That's the natural man. That's the flesh that doesn't want to. He don't want to strive to do the things of God. And the Bible says if we yield our members to the flesh, we will of the flesh reap corruption. But if we yield our members to the Spirit, we will of the Spirit reap eternal life. Amen, somebody. Amen. Let's talk about denying ourselves. It's not about my will or our will or what we want. We have to set our feelings aside and prioritize God's will over our own personal desires. I'm going to say it again. We have to set our feelings, our personal feelings aside and prioritize God's will over our personal desires. That's part of denying yourself. You ask ourselves, you know, ask yourself, what is my assignment? What is it that, God, you want me to do as a soldier in your army? And then number two, take up your cross daily. Take your share of hardships and sufferings, which we are called to endure. The Bible says, I just read it, as a good soldier, as a good first-class soldier of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, somebody say, help me, Lord. Help me right there. Help me to do this. Help me not to murmur and grumble and complain. And sometimes there are certain burdens that you got to handle yourself. You got to bear it your own self. Now, if you're sick, the scripture says, call on the elders of the church and let them pray the prayer of faith, and the Lord will raise them up. Praise God. But if you are afflicted in some way or whatever, and you've got this problem, this I can't help it, that kind of thing, or I got this addiction or whatever, let that person pray. You pray, and you ask God for complete deliverance. And I guarantee if you pray sincerely, pray with your whole heart, the day that you seek me, the word says, with your whole heart, then shall you find me. Amen. Remember, they got a saying, and this is the truth. No cross, no crown. No pain, no gain. It costs something to follow Jesus. We sing this song, I give up all to follow Jesus, and I'm turning from my worldly ways. Hallelujah. And then I'm stretching right out upon his promises. Hallelujah. But you have to know it's more than just singing, but it's something about doing. And see, look, verse 10, it says, Paul says, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. And that's what he's teaching them. He's teaching Timothy to do this too. He says, look, I have endured a lot of things. And we know the story of Paul. He's been shipwrecked, been this, and left to die so many times, and just, you know, was hungry. He said, I know how to be hungry. I know how to be full. I know how to be up. I know how to be down. Has been in through a lot. But all for the sake of Jesus. Hallelujah. He says, I'm forgetting those things that are behind me, and now I'm pressing toward the mark. And see, if you want to be a good soldier in God's army, we got to press. You got to have a determination in the name of Jesus. You have to have that determination. And then verse 12, he says, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. And in another way, we say if we suffer with him, we'll reign with him. And if we deny him, he will also deny us. And we know that our Lord, our Savior, he died a horrific death. We don't even have words to describe the kind of death that he died for you and I. He suffered. He suffered with no sin in his life, no guile found in his mouth, but he suffered. And I tell you, to know him is to suffer with him. To know him is to be a real soldier in God's army. And see, knowing that God will not allow us to endure more than we are able to bear, because he says with every temptation, he will make a way of escape for us. And we know that. And so, therefore, we may endure for a night, but we will have joy that will come in the morning. So in other words, God hasn't forgot about us. He loves us. He knows what we can do. He knows what we are capable of doing. He will never give us an assignment that we are not able to do without making the provision. Remember? He's Jehovah Jireh. He is Lord, our provider. If God has given us something to do, he will equip us to do it. Amen. And then the other part that says, follow me. If you deny yourself and then you're taking up your cross and you follow him, remember, it says daily, not just once in a while, not just on Sunday or when we have maybe communion or we're having revival, but he says, take up your cross, bear your cross, carry it daily, and with God we can do all things through Christ, who he will give us the strength. And if you've done all of that, he said, then follow me. Follow me. He says, as believers in Christ, we become his disciples, servants with an aim to please him who has chosen us to be a soldier. God has called us. He said, look, you didn't choose me. He says, I chose you. And understand, people of God, we can't even come to the Lord. We can't even come and ask God for deliverance and salvation unless the Holy Spirit draws us. No man can come to the Father, Jesus says, except has to come by me. Praise God. So therefore, he says, follow me. And Jesus called us to follow him in more than an invitation to pray a prayer. Follow him more than just go out and visit the sick. He says follow. He's given us a summons to, if we lose our life, and find, we will find new life and ultimate joy in him. Oh, not everybody that started out in this on this journey will even want to endure to the end, because somewhere down the line, some may say, oh, this is too hard. But we can't dare look back. We can't dare take our eyes off the prize, because God is calling real people, real soldiers, soldiers that will stand up, soldiers that will be counted, soldiers that truly will say and mean this from their heart, for God I'll live and for God I will die. My Lord, that is a real soldier. So in other words, you and I, we have to be temperate in all things. And to be temperate is to have moderation in everything, self-control, and not do the things in excess, things that we know that is not good for us. And Lord knows, I know I'm guilty of that. Maybe sometimes I've chosen to eat a bowl of ice cream late at night, and know good and well that there's too much sugar in it, and I am not going to have a good night's sleep. Can I talk about myself? Yes, I can. I paid for that. So I needed to be temperate. It says in all things, not some of them, all things, whether people are looking at you or they're not looking at you. But know that God is always looking at us. Some folks can't control their temper. They can't. They just got to have the last word. We just got to say it no matter what. And we can hear the Holy Spirit says, be quiet, shut your mouth. But Lord, help us. Come on, say that somebody. Lord, help me, Lord. Help me. It's because self-control and temperance is one of the things, one of the fruit of the Spirit. So if you don't have temperance, how are you going to carry out the other fruits of the Spirit? How can you be kind to someone if you're not temperate? In things. You don't know how to control your own self. If you can't control yourself, you're certainly not going to help and control anybody else. Oh, Lord, help us. Folks have eating habits that need to be temperate, drinking habits and that are misleading them, just habits in general. We need to ask God, help us, Lord, to be temperate in all things. So one of my closing scriptures, and just to let you know even further, as he's saying, we're in this spiritual battle, and that scripture is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we're going to be looking at the 12th through the 18th verse. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, 12th through the 18th verses. My God. Amen. Soldiers, a good soldier in the army of the Lord. Praise God. All right, and it reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Soldiers, that's what we're up against. But we're not in this battle. We're not in this fight by ourselves. Verse 13 says, "Wherefore," it tells you what to do. "Take unto you the whole army of God, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, keep on standing." And then it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of God. It's important to know the word of God, and because that's our sword. That's what we're standing on. "And then praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So this just lets you know, soldiers, we're in God's army. God is expecting us to be strong. He already told us, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not our might. So if you when you get off of this line, just know, hey, I'm a soldier in God's army. And knowing that I have a focus, God is dependent on me, and I must please my commander in chief. His name is Jesus. Amen. So thank God for the word. At this time, I'm going to ask that Pastor Bolden would come, and he's going to pray. He's going to pray over that prayer list. We went through the list, and as I said, your name wasn't on it, but that's okay. You know what God has given you to do. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bolden.
God bless you this evening. Let us all trust God and stand on the promises of God, and let us agree together in prayer tonight that God is going to answer our prayer. And not only that, but you need to say, "God, you're going to answer my prayer tonight. I'm trusting you. I'm believing you that you will answer my prayer tonight." A lot of you have been suffering, praise God, in your bodies, and we're believing God for complete healing for you tonight. So as we go to the throne room of grace, let us all agree together. Amen. Praise God. You that are listening this evening, praise God, although we may not have called your name, but you can call up heaven yourself and tell God, and we can agree that God is going to answer prayer. Father, we just give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We thank you for what you're doing, and we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you, God, because you told us we can come to you by faith. And God, you can ask anything in your name, and you will do it. You said, "Well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name, you are in the midst to bless the needed one." I believe, God, you said you're willing, you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we are able to ask or even think. You want us to come to you. You want us to tell you about our problem. So, God, we come right now, and God, we just thank you for all that you have done before we started asking you for a lot of things. We just thank you for being God. Thank you that you have all power and heaven and earth is in your hand. We thank you that you're still in control. You're still in charge of all of the things that's going on in the world today. You are still in charge. And God, we thank you. We thank you for our health and our strength, God. We thank you for our right mind. Thank you that we are able to think for ourselves, Lord. And God, now, Lord, we come on behalf of the people on our prayer list and the people on our prayer line. And God, those that are going through, those that need healing for their bodies, God, we pray now that you stretch forth your nail scar hand and that you will heal and deliver and set them free right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your healing power. We trust you. James said, when we pray, don't pray in wavering. Don't pray doubt. doubting. He said, pray and faith believing, trusting that God will do it. So God, we trust you tonight that every person named that we call tonight that need healing for their body, we pray that you stretch forth your hand right now and heal them in the name of Jesus. Some of the doctors have said they can't do them no good, but God, you can. You're able, God, in the name of Jesus. Some are going through mental problems and different problems. God, the home problems and the problems on the job. Whatever it is, God, we pray right now that you will fix it, that you will work it out in the name of Jesus. Though, God, we pray and pray right, I believe you answer prayer, Lord. Stretch forth your mighty hands right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our young people that are getting ready to go back to school, Lord. Give the parents the wisdom, the knowledge, what to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we thank you tonight because you are God. And beside you, there is no other God. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. Those that has surgery, and Jerry that has surgery, God, we pray that the healing will come rapidly, Lord. I know what the doctor said, but God, you can bypass the doctor. You are able to do exceeding and abundantly. God, we ask your healing power right now. Those that need a job, those that got laid off. Oh, Father God, we pray that you meet the needs of your people. And God, give them the job that you want them to have, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let us doubt for you. Don't let us be doubtfully, Lord, but let us believe you. Don't let us live in fear, but let us live in faith. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it right now, God. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. And, Lord, we pray for the Dream Team prayer line. Let it continue to be blessed, Lord, in the name of Jesus as they go forth. Oh, God, we ask you just to bless Lady B and all of them that participate in this prayer line. God, we pray that your mighty power will be in this line, Lord, that when people call in, God, their needs will be met, they will be encouraged, they will be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor. We thank you, Lord, as we travel over the busy highway, how you keep us safe and bring us back home safe. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord, for new ideas and new concepts. We give you glory, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we praise you tonight. My God, we praise you for victory. We praise you for healing. We praise you for deliverance. We praise you for a new job. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor in Jesus' name belongs to you.
Praise God. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor Bolden. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just believe God for the answers. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we praise God. This is an opportunity. Praise God. Praise him for the answer. Praise him for the victory. We believe God. Amen. It's okay to say thank you, Jesus. It's okay to open your mouth and praise him. That's right. It's okay to acknowledge it. It's okay. We are believing God. Praise God. And we even praising God and believing him for all those that drive those big rigs and they drive those tracking trails. We believe God how he keeps them covered under the blood. Hallelujah. We are thanking God for the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. We bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in our mouth. And we praise God that the Lord will just allow this word that we taught tonight, soldiers in God's army, that God will help us all, help us to be real soldiers, good soldiers, strong soldiers. Hallelujah. You know, be a mighty, mighty people of God, mighty people in God's mighty army. So I praise God for all of you. Thank you for being on this prayer line, and we thank you for your prayers and your participation, and just allow God to continue to bless you. Continue to look up. All of our help comes from God. And until we meet again next week, I'm going to say God bless you and keep us in your prayers. Lady B loves you, Pastor Bowman loves you, but know that God loves you even more. So I'm going to say good night, and may God continue to bless you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And have a good night.
Y'all done with y'all church? Help me pack the Bible.